Welcome to the Life Songs blogcast. Hey there, I'm Libby, and this is my blog, Hope. Blowing bubbles, drawing with chalk, running through the sprinkler, splashing in puddles on rainy days, getting snowball stains on your shoes and mosquito bites on your ankles. These are classic memories that scream summer to me, and memories I'm hoping that my son is making as well. But you know what? We can, because they're all still possible, even in this crazy summer of 2020. Although I'm sorry about the mosquito bites, though. I know this summer most likely is not going as you planned. This whole year really isn't going according to my plan either, but God has a greater plan, and thankfully he can make something out of all of this, something good, and that gives me hope. I hope it encourages you too. And as we do our best to make the most of what's left of this summer for our own families, we've got an opportunity to extend that hope to our community too, and boy, could we use a little more of that these days, huh? Diane shared that she has a favorite word, and it's the word yet. Why? Because it's only three letters, but it's so full of hope. And I love that. We can be full of hope too because of God. He is in control. He's faithful. How can you share that hope with those around you? By moving in the grace and the love of God. It could be something as simple as leaving cold bottles of water on your porch for delivery drivers or postal workers, or taking a prayer walk around your neighborhood, or using that chalk to write encouraging messages on the sidewalk. In fact, the Bible is filled with encouragement, words of hope that we can share with those around us. So as we make this summer one of hope, we can have a hopeful outlook on what's next too. I know we're all wondering, what is this school year going to look like? How are we going to manage whatever that is? And honestly, I don't have a clear answer on that, but I can pray. Would you join me? Let's pray that God would give us wisdom and peace, and that our decisions wouldn't be driven by fear, that we'd have grace for each family's different needs, and that the right decisions would be made for each child. Pray for those educating our kids, for the teachers, the administrators, the counselors, and support staff. And once you've made your decision, pray for peace, for release from anxiety. Ask God to help each of us to trust our children's learning, health, safety, and future to Him. In fact, the Life Songs Prayer Schools will be returning soon, and we'd love to pray specifically for you and your child's school, whatever that looks like this year. You can nominate them at lifesongs.com. Thank you for being part of this very memorable 2020 and making it a memorable time of hope. Won't it be great to look back on this year in the future when we can see all that God did? Plus, we'll probably see those snowball stains because they're going to be there still too.